Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theater. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the Spotlight with Simone Herodin. On this fabulous morning, we are very pleased to be catching up with Simone Herodin from the Artscape Theatre. We are drawing towards Valentine's Day tomorrow, and we are very, very excited to see what love is in the air at Artscape. Simone, please do tell us what is going down there. All excitement.
All excitement, Janet, as we are celebrating the month of love with an amazing host of productions. I think the very first production that's on the cards is actually you giving us your review of the amazing Dear Evan Hansen that opened up on Wednesday and running at Artscape for a month. And this is obviously the Grammy Award-winning production that looks about especially the struggles that young adults and teens face when growing up and writing letters to themselves in order to keep themselves motivated. So did you and your guest have a great time?
Well, I must tell you, my guests were blown away. Firstly, they were so excited that you made the theatre bar available, that they were able to meet Marlene Leroux, the CEO, that you made time to come. So they felt like they were already amongst the glitterati. They felt very, very special. And then, of course, the production itself hit home with all of us, because we live in a time when mental health is paramount. And I almost feel like we are beginning to have license to have these conversations, not as openly as we would like to, but there are so many struggles that people face, and the production definitely resonated with a lot of people. Besides the messaging, everybody was saying, where is the cast from? Oh my goodness, the sets and the lighting. And I was so impressed to hear that the sets were all done here on the ground, and that this is not just an award-winning Grammy, but a Tony-nominated production, and has such a legacy. And that here it is on our doorstep at the Artscape Theatre. So it was a fabulous event, great, great traction from everybody. Everybody's talking about it, posting their own pictures from our social beforehand. It was a very special evening, Simone. Thank you so much.
Just a testament that what we as South Africans can do, hey, with an all South African cast and all South African props and sets, we can replicate it just as good or even better. I'm not just talking about the arts, but in general. So we can be very, very proud as South Africans in this regard.
Absolutely. People were really blown away by that. They thought the sets had been sent. And I said, no, no, no. This is local assembly.
The other production that I want to jump to, which is later on in February, starting on the 20th of Feb, actually, is one that I'm particularly looking forward to, Janet, because the surname is my namesake. The production is called Silk and Soul, and it's an introspection of the great legendary Nina Simone, and it's being done
oh
by
my
Bill
God.
Hayes.
I love Nina Simone. She is the soundtrack of my life.
Absolutely. So it's, as I said, it's taking an introspective journey through the Nina Simone's legendary repertoire, of course. And what we were discussing, it resonates with the similar themes of Dear Evan Hansen, because it's infused with themes of social justice, identity, and of course, the month of February, love and freedom. So that's really a great production to look forward to. And I'm sure many of the listeners would definitely know who Nina Simone is and her legacy that she left and the amazing music that she's left for that speaks to social justice as well.
She was
And so,
a social activist, and
absolutely.
her music is like music set, poetry set to music. It is really phenomenal.
And sticking to the theme of social justice, it's not often that Artscape has movies, seeing that we are a theatre. But we are very, very privileged to host the premiere of the Athlone 85 screening. And I believe that with this premiere, there's going to be six additional episodes. I'm not too sure on which channel. Is it Showmax or Netflix? But I mean, we can go into more detail to the listeners about that. But it's based on obviously the 1888, 1985 apartheid uprising when fearless student grapples with the repercussions of his rebellious spirit. So I like the fact that we've got productions at Artscape during this month, where the themes are actually interwoven. Dear Evan Hansen, looking at mental issues, Silk and Soul, looking at social justice issues, and Athlone 85, the premier, looking also at socioeconomic issues and the foundations that we laid for the democracy that we have now.
It is something that I've been really looking forward to. Of course, because some of our friends are in that production, right? And we want to support her. So, when does that happen? What is the timing? How long will it run for, Simone?
It's only one, fortunately or unfortunately, whichever way you want to look at it. It's only one screening. It's on the 20th of February at 19:30. I believe there are still a few tickets available, but it's almost about 70% sold out. So it's only one screening.
Wow, so that's going to be a really special evening. I think the storyline will resonate with a lot of people. You're going to have your NPOs, your NGOs arriving, people who are part of that history. So you might have people asking you to please facilitate a second screening.
I wouldn't be surprised. And then later on in
Absolutely.
February, at the end of February, we have the amazing Jazz Art Dance Theatre presenting the inaugural Meraki Festival, which embraces the concept to do something with soul, creativity, again, or love in the month of February, to leave a piece and essence of yourself in your work. And this festival aims to be a vibrant celebration of our local talented artists and the many South African dance genres that are deeply rooted in our country's diverse culture. So we're going to see a mixture of contemporary dance, as well as some amazing ballet as well.
What a smorgasbord of offerings, Simone. I mean, love in all of its forms, for sure. Love in so many languages through the medium of the arts. It's a month for celebrating ourselves and celebrating the arts. So, what a phenomenal lineup. We are looking forward. I'm sure our listeners are too. And can we ask a precocious question? Is there anything special that's happening at the theatre tonight that's specifically for Valentine's Day? Is there any special glass of bubbly, chocolate, or anything that's happening?
Unfortunately not, but listeners can come and enjoy Dear Evan Hansen.
Absolutely. And that is like a glass of bubbles all on its own. Simone, we need
Absolutely.
to talk about 2026 Valentine's Day. Because that will
Definitely.
be on a Saturday, and it's a great opportunity for us to have some pink bubbles, some chocolate, and make it a date night event. Because it really, what is the best place to be but at the theater, holding hands and totally engrossed in some immersive production? And we can talk about that for next year.
Yes. And then, Janet, I've kept the best for last, the cherry
Oh,
on
I
top.
can't wait.
Next week, Tuesday, which is the 19th, if my calendar serves me correct. No, sorry, the 18th. Yeah. Next week, Tuesday, is Cape Town City Ballet's free lunchtime concert featuring
Oh,
excerpts
wow.
from Giselle, with the upcoming
Oh,
season,
wow.
Giselle, which is in March. which will be in the theatre. So they will have a free lunchtime concert for listeners to come and enjoy. And there's not often that one gets a free
So
lunch.
the 19th, you say?
I'm just going to double check as we normally have our lunchtime concerts on a Tuesday.
So
So
that would be the 18th for
that would be
sure.
the 18th here.
So a great opportunity to pack a nice fresh lunch and go and enjoy some food for the soul at the Artscape Theatre next week, Tuesday. Something to look forward to, the free lunchtime concert. How special is that to have the excerpt from Giselle in the middle of the day? What a tremendous feast that is going to be for the soul.
It could also be even a belated Valentine's Day celebration to come with your love and enjoy some lunchtime ballet.
Oh, that sounds exciting, Simone. Amy, please, we must check what our calendar looks like next week, Tuesday, because we are always doing the slog at that time, and we need to at least avail ourselves for one of those. And I think that's a gift of love we have to give ourselves, Simone.
Definitely, absolutely. So hopefully see many of you and yourself, Janet, and at the lunchtime concert next week.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward and I wish you a phenomenal Valentine's weekend. Lots of bubbles, sparkles, and happiness, Simone.
Have a lovely week further and an amazing Valentine's Day further as well.
All the best, Simone. Take care.
Bye.